Amen. Lord, we want to submit ourselves to you again this night. It is our heart's desire, Lord, that you would speak, that you would teach us your ways, Lord, that we would desire to have the mind of Christ, to walk in your ways, and to be in your likeness, and to reflect only you, Lord, and none of us. In Jesus' name we ask. I want to read a couple of verses from the last part of 1 Kings 16. And I will start in verse 29, I believe. And in the 38th year of Asa, king of Judah, began Ahab, the son of Omri, to reign over Israel. And Ahab, the son of Omri, reigned over Israel in Samaria for 22 years.
Omri královal nad Izraelem léta 38. Azi, krále Judského, a královal Achab syn Omri nad Izraelem v Samaří 20 let.
And Ahab the son of Omri did evil in the sight of the Lord above all that were before him.
I činil Achab syn Omri před obličejem Hospodinovým horší věci, než kdo ze všech, kteříž před ním byli.
And it came to pass, as if it had been a light thing for him to walk in the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, he took to wife Jezebel, the daughter of Ethbaal, king of the Zidonians, and went and served Baal and worshipped him.
Že sobě pojal ženu Jezábel, dceru Ekbál, krále Sidonského, a odšet sloužil Bálovi a klanil se jemu.
And he reared up an altar for Baal in the house of Baal, which he had built in Samaria.
A vzdělal oltář Bálovi v chrámě Bálově, kterýž byl ustavil v Samaří.
And Ahab made a grove, and Ahab did more to provoke the Lord God of Israel to anger than all the kings of Israel that were before him.
Udělal také Achab i háj, a tak přičinil toho, čím by popouzal Hospodina Boha Izraelského nade všechny jiné krále izraelské, kteříž byli před ním.
So let me first say a few things about Ahab.
Takže nejdřív vám řeknu pár věcí o Achabovi.
In my mind, I have an imagination of things about Ahab that may or may not be true.
Hlavě mám takovou představu věcí o Achabovi, které můžou a nemusí být pravda.
In my mind, I imagine a man who you've probably never heard of this name, but I'm sure Val has. The name of Escobar. What's his first name?
Pablo
Escobar.
Představuji si tady takového muže, kterého asi jste o něm nikdo neslyšel, možná tady kromě Vala, který se jmenoval the name.
It's not in the Bible.
Yeah, I know, but I thought you don't need Pablo Escobar.
Yeah. In the Western Hemisphere, at least, his name is synonymous with probably the most vile, wicked drug cartel king that this world has known in the last 30, 40 years.
Minimálně na západě je to člověk, když řeknete jeho jméno, tak si pod tím představíte toho nejhoršího člověka, co se týče drog a všech těch věcí, co se toho týkají za posledních 30-40 let.
I never met Escobar.
Nikdy jsem se s ním nesetkal.
And I have never met Ahab. I had a vision one time in my mind about what Ahab might look like.
A jednou jsem měl takovou vizi toho, jak Ahab asi vypadá.
imagined a very strong, strapping man. The kind of man who would stalk down the street. Flanked by a fleet of personal guards, security men. Kind of see a man with his shirt half open, you know, and the attitude that he portrays is that I will take what I want. And you see, in reading, before you even get into the history of Ahab, you find twice in just a few verses where God is describing the man as the worst king that had up until this time ever reigned in Israel. Now for the young ones, let me give a little history. Those who are younger than the young one here. Israel had divided themselves from Judah.
Israel se oddělil od Judy.
Under David and Solomon, it was one united kingdom. But the son of Solomon, how do I describe him? Can anybody give me one word? A bit of a rebel, I guess. And the people would not submit to him. So there has been tumult between these two kingdoms now for many years. Now, the meaning of these names, I think, is very interesting. The name Ahab means like the father, or I will say stamped in the image of his father.
Jméno Achab znamená podobný svému otci, nebo jakoby obtisknutý v obraz svého otce.
His father was Omri.
Jeho otec byl Omri.
Sounds like Omri, doesn't it? A Spanish word, yeah. But Omri was a man who took the kingdom, usurped it from another man who had usurped it from a king before him.
A Omri byl člověk, který si uzurpoval království od jednoho krále, a ten král, kterého on si ho uzurpoval, tak si ho předtím uzurpoval od jiného krále.
So what was stamped on the image of his, from the image of his father, was a usurper of a usurper.
Ale to, co bylo přištěné v tom, ten obraz toho otce, co měl Achab, tak to byl někdo, kdo něco uzurpoval od dalšího člověka.
And as we get into a little bit of the history of Ahab's life,
ale když se podíváme více do historie Achabova života,
we find a man who came to his end because of deception.
Zjistíme, že to člověk, který skončil kvůli podvodu, protože byl podveden.
And as we get a time to look at the final chapter of his life,
a než se dostaneme k tomu, abychom se podívali na tu poslední kapitolu v jeho životě.
You will surely say, but it was so clear. Why was he deceived? The prophet of God gave him the straight word.
Tak určitě si budete říkat, ale proč byl podveden? To bylo tak jasné. Boží prorok mu dal tak jasné slovo.
And at that point he was even able to drag in another king from Judah, and he was at least he was deceived and almost lost his life too.
A on dokonce do toho zatáhnul ještě druhého krále právě z Judy, a ten byl tím také podveden a málem přišel o život.
So I want to come to the root of what this deception was.
A tak bych chtěl jít ke kořeni toho, co byl ten podvod.
By the way, this was a result of my search of deception, which I carried on for quite a number of months. I said, I want to know what all I can know about deception, about those who were deceived, etc.
Mimochodem, tohle je výsledkem mého mnohaměsíčního studování podvodu, kdy jsem se díval na to, co to je ten podvod a kdo všichni byli podvedeni a já.
So Ahab is not a nice name.
Takže Achab to není žádné hezké jméno.
I grew up among the Mennonites and Amish. And my forefathers had a way of always using Bible names.
A moji předchůdci měli ten zvyk, že vždycky pojmenovávali děti podle biblických postav.
You find a common Mennonite Amish name Jacob and Amos and such.
Taková běžná mennonická jména jsou Amos a Jakob a tak dále.
But I never met one of them named Ahab.
Ale nikdy jsem nepotkal nikoho, kdo by se jmenoval Ahab.
Sometimes I thought the parents were very foolish, you know, why are you calling him Jonah, you know? And I remember one other occasion of where the name Ahab came to me, and that was 17 years ago this month, the end of the month.
A ještě si vzpomínám na jednu příležitost, kdy jsem přemýšlel nad tím jménem Achab a to bylo před 17 lety, přesně, takhle na konci měsíce.
That would have been 2002, Val.
Takže to bylo 2002, že ano, ale...
And I don't think I was home from the conference more than 2 weeks and the heart attack landed on me. And of course I did a lot of complaining to the Lord. Yeah, you know, it's funny, I didn't realize I was complaining, but I was complaining. I was telling every doctor, every nurse, every one of my family members how good I was and how I didn't deserve to be where I was.
Každému doktorovi a sestřičce, kteří kolem mě prošli a všem svým rodinným příslušníkům jsem říkal, jak jsem byl hodný a jak jsem dělal dobré věci a jak si to nezasloužím.
And they put me in a bed for the weekend just to kind of keep me from going home.
A tak oni mě dali do post na lůžko v nemocnici, jenom abych neodjel domů.
And my doctor assigned me to one of his partners, a big German woman named Dr. Bunt.
A dali ke mně takového doktora, neboli doktorku, takovou velkou Němku, jmenovala se doktorka Bunt.
So she came into my room and began asking me about my being there. And I said, oh, Dr. Bunt, I really don't belong here. I really should be going home. You know, this was just a little minor incident. And she said to me, oh, Dr. Snyder warned me about you. No, you're staying here. So in the course of all my complaining, it was when the Lord said to me, Job's complaint.
A tak uprostřed toho mého stěžování to bylo, kdy mi Bůh řekl, Jobova stížnost, nebo Jobova stěžnost.
And when I finally figured out what the Lord was doing, yes, I said, I thank you, Lord, for comparing me with Job and not with Ahab. So it as if it was a light thing for Ahab to carry on his wickedness.
A tak jako kdyby to byla jednoduchá věc pro Achaba, pokračoval s tou svojí převrácenosti.
And we're looking for the source of his deception.
A tady se díváme na to, co je zdrojem toho jeho podvodu.
And to make matters worse, he married, took to wife a woman named Jezebel.
A tak aby to ještě všechno zhoršil, tak si vzal ženu, která se jmenovala Jezabel.
Now the name Jezebel has a nice meaning.
Jméno Jezabel, it has
a very nice meaning.
Jméno Jezabel má velmi hezký význam.
Which is very deceptive.
Což je velmi svádějící.
It means chaste.
Znamená to.
Which is pure.
Čistá.
Virgin. Unpolluted, you know.
Nepoškvrněná.
And she was anything but that.
A ona byla všechno jen tohle.
So what we have is a duo team.
A tak tady máme takové duo.
One working with the other. What is the term they use when they talk about alcoholics and their family members?
Enabling.
Ten termín, který se používá, když máte alkoholiky a jejich rodinné příslušníky, a to je umožňování.
In other words, she was not only instigating, but she was also enabling. She had a double portion.
Takže ona nejen, že to nějakým způsobem navrhovala nebo prováděla, ale ona to i umožňovala.
Let me give you a kind of a simple little example of, let's say, a wife enabling a husband who is a broken alcoholic.
Dávám takový jednoduchý příklad toho, když je manželka umožňuje svému manželu, který je bývalý alkoholik.
Let's suppose a man is just on a big bender, drunk, and he calls into his boss and says, look, I've really got the flu, I'm really sick, you know.
A nevím to, nevím, nebývalý, je to prostě silný pořád alkoholik. Představte si, že leží na posteli, je úplně hotový, prostě opilý a volá do práce nařízenému, takže já jsem hrozně nemocný.
So suppose the boss stops by at the home and says, well, I just need a few papers here for Bubba to sign. Now, if she's enabling, she locks him in the back bedroom.
She
won't let the boss get anywhere near him.
Nedovolí tomu nařízenému, aby se dostal někam blíž k němu.
Sprays the room to get rid of the smell of alcohol.
Navoní celý ten byt, aby se zbavila.
In other words, she's protecting everything that he does.
Toho paku, toho alkoholu, a vlastně ho ochraňuje.
Rather than just take the boss into the back bedroom and there he is, boss roaring drunk.
A místo toho, aby ho tam zavedla do toho zadního pokojíku a řekla, tady je, pane, podívejte na to stop.
You know, he'd probably get over his problem a lot quicker if people weren't supporting him and enabling him.
A by se možná dostal přes ten svůj problém mnohem rychleji, kdyby ho lidé nepodporovali a ještě mu to neumožňovali.
So her father's name was Ethan Baal.
A tak otec té Jezabel se jmenoval Ethbaal.
And if you look into that name, it means that he is with Baal.
A když se podíváte, co to jméno znamená, tak to znamená, že je s Baalem.
And you could easily project the possibility that before he was king, he was probably one of the high priests of Baal.
A je velmi pravděpodobné, že předtím, než se stal králem, takže byl asi jedním z těch nejvyšších knězů.
Because, you see, names in those days reflected somewhat the thing that people were doing.
Protože ta jména tenkrát často vyjadřovaly nebo odrážely to, co ti lidé reálně dělali.
Now, lest you have forgotten, I have to tell you one little thing about what God thinks about Jezebel.
A jenom pro jistotu, abyste nezapomněli, tak vám řeknu jednu malou věc, co o tom, co si myslí o jen.
Okay, Mark Gagrick, what was that date we looked up?
1992.
And we agreed that it was how many years ago? 27 years ago. Okay. 27 years ago. There was a man running for president in the United States named Bill Clinton. He was running for president against the senior George Bush.
A stál tam proti Georgeovi Bushovi.
Okay. And I remember I was in my house at noon about a week before the election.
A pamatuju si, že jsem byl tenkrát doma někdy kolem poledne, bylo to asi týden před volbami.
And I turned the radio on at noon, as is my customary habit still today, to hear the news. And the news immediately was giving the polls, and it wasn't going well for Mr. Bush.
A ve zprávách už tam dělali různé odhady a nevypadalo to dobře pro George Bushe.
So I went out on my porch and I got on my knees, not to pray, but I was working on the floor.
Tak jsem šel na terasu a tam jsem pokropil, ne abych se modlil, ale protože jsem tam pracoval na podlaze.
But I did happen to be on my knees. And in that position, I talked to myself. Do any of you ever talk to yourself? Yeah, I see, and the rest of you are not admitting it, but you do. And I do it out loud sometimes, and Rita comes along and says, well, who are you talking to? What are you muttering about?
A někdy to dělám, že si k sobě mluvím a je to nahlas a jde kolem Rita a říká, s kým si povídáš, co se to tady mrmláš?
So I went out and on my knees and I said, boy, it doesn't look good for Bush, does it?
A tak jsem tam na kolenou u té podlahy a říkám si, to teda nevypadá moc dobře s tím Bushem.
And to my surprise,
a k mému překvapení,
I heard the voice of the Lord.
Jsem uslyšel hlas Boží.
Really surprised.
Byl jsem opravdu překvapený.
You know, he talks to you when you don't expect him to talk.
Víte, on někdy k vám mluví, když vůbec nečekáte, že se vám bude mluvit.
And when you want him to talk, he doesn't talk.
A když chcete, aby k vám mluvil, tak nic neříká.
You know why that is?
A víte, proč to tak je?
Because he's the boss.
Protože on je pán.
So I heard the voice and he said, when I said it doesn't look good for Bush, he said, no, you're going to have Jezebel.
A tak když jsem řekl, že to nevypadá dobře s tím Bushem, tak on řekl, ne, vy budete mít Jezabel.
And he gave me time to think for a minute and maybe mumble to myself.
A nechal mě chvilku, ať si sám přemýšlím a něco si tam rovná.
And I said, there's nobody running for office named Jezebel.
A tak jsem si pomyslel, tam nikdo jako nejde k volbám jako na prezidenta, kdo se jmenuje Jezebel.
And then he added, and her husband.
A pak on k tomu dodal, a jejího muže.
So in other words, he told me who was going to win the election.
Jinými slovy, on mi tím řekl, kdo vyhraje ty volby.
Jezebel and her husband.
Jezabel a její manžel.
In essence, he was saying that Jezebel is really in charge.
V podstatě říkal, že to celé řídí Jezabel.
Now you know who we mean by Jezebel, don't you?
My víme, kým myslíme, co myslíme, když říkáme Jezabel.
In the press, she's called Hillary.
V novinách se říká Hillary.
Now, that word came true, and of course, for 8 years, she was in the White House with her husband, and according to God, she was the president.
A tak to slovo mi tohle přišlo a potom 8 let ona byla v Bílém domě se svým manželem a podle Boha ona byla prezident.
And if you know the history, you know what kind of an enabler she was to her husband Bill.
A pokud znáte historii, tak víte, jakým ona byla takým umožňovatelem pro svého manžela.
Regarding his wicked proclivities.
Co se týče jeho převrácených cest.
She covered it up.
Ona to zakrývala.
She went out to destroy every woman that raised up a voice against what he was doing.
A okamžitě vystartovala a napadla každou ženu, která by se snažila pozvednout hlas proti tomu, co on dělal.
Before they ever became president, I went out to Colorado and a little sister out there gave me a book. And it was a book about the murders that this couple was probably guilty of.
A ještě vůbec předtím, než on se stal prezidentem, tak jsem jel někam do Colorado a jeden takový pár mi dal knížku o tom, co tíhle dva asi spáchali za různé vraždy, nebo za kterými stáli předtím, než vůbec byli zvoleni.
Somebody tells me that there's a new and very upgraded version available.
A někdo jsem zaslechl, že existuje nová a velmi aktualizovaná verze.
So in other words, murder for Jezebel is no problem at all.
Jinými slovy, vražda pro Jezabel to pro ní není žádný problém.
Anything wicked to obtain power over the people.
Cokoliv převráceného, jen aby získala moc.
Now, in order to follow the life of Ahab, we have to encounter prophets in the man's life.
A teď, abychom se mohli podívat na ten celý Achabův život, tak tam se setkáme s různými proroky v jeho životě.
And in studying the role of prophets in Ahab's life, we must come to realize the great value that God places on this gift in the body.
A když se podíváme na všechny ty proroky, co tam vidíme, tak si musíme, a když to budeme studovat ty proroky, tak si uvědomíme, jak velmi důležitá tahle služebnost je v těle.
How many of you realize that Elijah was not the only prophet to speak into Ahab's life?
Kdo si uvědomuje, že Eliáš nebyl jediný prorok, který mluvil Achabovi do života?
Have you ever counted how many there were?
A někdy jste počítali, kolik proroků tam bylo zapojení?
I took the time to count.
Já jsem si dal ten čas a spočítal.
It'll all be within the next few chapters.
A je to tam všechno napsáno v několika následujících kapitolách.
And assuming the one man is the same as the one that spoke a little bit later, I think it was the same man, I counted 5.
A když pokud počítám si, že třeba některá ta jména se tam někdy opakují, že to byl ten samý člověk, tak jsem spočítal celkem 5 proroků.
Now what is the number 5? What does that mean?
A co je číslo 5? Co to znamená?
5 is the number of ministry.
Pětka to je číslo služebnosti.
So God sent 5 prophets, at least 5, into the life of this man.
A takže Bůh poslal 5 proroků, aspoň 5 proroků do života tohohle člověka.
And I counted the occasions of encounter with him.
Tak já jsem si procházel všechny ty příležitosti, kdy se setkal s těmi proroky.
And I counted 7.
A těch momentů, kdy měl nějaký styk s těmi proroky, tak těch bylo 7.
And that's counting Elijah's encounter that, shall I say, lasted for 3.5 years.
A tam počítám i ten
the first encounter.
To první setkání s Eliášem, ten před těmi 3.5 lety.
Now, why am I telling you this?
A teď proč vám tohle všechno říkám?
Why did I start off by telling you the image that I have of this historical king?
Proč jsem začal tím, že jsem vám popisoval, jak si představuji tohle historického krále?
Of telling you how I despise everything that I read about Ahab.
A proč jsem vám říkal, jak nenávidím všechno to, co si o Achabovi čtu?
And of course, several weeks ago we were preaching about the mind of Christ.
A samozřejmě před několika týdny jsme mluvili o mysli Kristově.
Now those of you that are more mercy oriented than me,
a ti z vás, kteří jste víc orientovaní na milost než já,
you know there are brethren that are very mercy oriented.
Ti jsou bratři, kteří jsou velmi orientovaní na milost.
We have a fellow elder in our fellowship. He's a very mercy-oriented fellow.
Máme jednoho bratra na našem shromáždění a to je bratr, který je velmi zaměřený na mě.
When I bring up some of these unsavory characters, he reminds me that God loves them.
A když začnu mluvit o některých těch nepříjemných postavách,
and of course, he's an evangelistically oriented brother who likes to see people get saved. I think that's what Brother Val was trying to tell us, that he is evangelistically oriented. I think when he told us this man has a human soul.
Já myslím, že když nám říkal, že ten člověk, o kterém tady mluvil, že má lidskou duši.
So hard as it may be for my natural mind to conceive, Ahab had a human soul at this time.
Jak se to může zdát těžké pro moji přirozenou mysl, abych to pochopil, tak Achab měl také duši.
And somehow with this array of prophets coming through his life,
a nějakým způsobem s tím zástupem proroků, kteří prošli jeho životem,
God was looking for some kind of response from Ahab in order that God might save the man from hell.
Tak Bůh čekal na nějakou odpověď od Achaba, aby ho mohl zachránit a vytrhnout z pekla.
Come on, be honest with me. Aren't there characters that you say deserve hell?
Buďte teď upřímní, nejsou postavy, o kterých si myslíte, že si zaslouží peklo?
I forgot to tell you, when I was in that hospital bed,
to jsem vám všichni zapomněl říct, když jsem tenkrát byl v té nemocnici na tom lůžku,
I took the time to interview my roommate.
Tak jsem strávil čas tím, že jsem udělal rozhovor se svým spolubydlícím.
You know, like prisoners ask one another, what are you in for?
Nebo tím, kdo tam byl se mnou na lůžku, jako se ptají ve vězení spoluvězni, tady.
3 to 5 for armed robbery.
3 až 5 kvůli tomu, že jsem tady někoho
okradl. So the guy says to me, well, I had a heart attack.
A tak ten člověk na tom pokoji v nemocnici říká, měl jsem infarkt.
I said, oh, too bad.
A říkám, oh, to je špatné.
You know, the guy looks like he's in his late 30s or early 40s or something.
Ten člověk vypadal jako, že mu je něco přes 30 nebo možná.
So, yeah, tell me a little about your life. Well, I've been an alcoholic all my life, and and he goes on telling me his life story. Do you know this horrible man? I was not thinking mercy.
To byl tak zlý člověk, já jsem vůbec neměl myšlenky na nějakou milost.
I was thinking, he deserves to be here. But I'm good, I don't.
Ale já jsem horší, já si to nezasloužím.
Are you understanding why God put me there? He had to cure me of self-righteousness.
Musel mě vyléčit ze sebespravedlnosti.
I don't think you can be terribly merciful when you're terribly self-righteous.
Nemyslím si, že můžete být moc milosrdní, když jste hodně sebespravedlivý.
And you know, when I got in the next hospital after they opened me up and put the new plumbing in and everything. This little word of the Lord, Job's complaint, really began to bother me. And that cardiac surgeon, boy, he gave me the strictest warning that don't you lift more than 10 pounds, don't you dare tear that thing open or you'll be here for the rest of your life and you may not live.
A ten doktor, který tam pracoval s tím mým srdcem, tak mi říkal, opovažte se zvedat víc, než je tahle váha, opovažte si to roztrhnout, jinak tady se vrátíte a budete tady na doživotí, jestli vůbec to přežijete.
But the next day, after the surgery,
ale druhý den po té operaci,
as soon as they'd unhooked me from the IV, I said, there's a problem between me and God. And I cannot go another day knowing he's got a problem with me. I went in the little bathroom. I'm in a room alone this time, by the way. And I had to climb down the wall to get myself on the floor on my face. And on my face I began to weep before the Lord. And I wept. And I heaved and I could feel. And I said to myself, the doctor warned me, but I don't care if I rip this thing open, I've got to get it right with God. So when I finished, and I said to him, Lord, I repent of my arrogance, my self-righteousness.
Říkal jsem, Bože, já činím pokání ze své arogance a ze své samospravedlnosti.
And I named some other things I don't remember.
Další věci jsem vyjmenoval, které už si nepamatuji.
And I finished by saying, and Lord, anything else you accuse me of, I won't fight you. I'm guilty.
A říkal jsem, a Bože, z čehokoliv dalšího mě obviníš, tak já to přijmu, nebudu s tebou se prát.
And I climbed back up the wall because I didn't have the strength to just jump up. I got back in bed. No nurse caught me. And it was sometime after that I saw the face of Jesus.
A bylo to nějakou chvíli poté, co jsem viděl Ježíšovu tvář.
He stood in my bed.
A stál tam v mé posteli.
Yes, his feet were going right through where my legs were.
A jeho nohy takhle procházely přímo tam, kde jsem já měl nohy.
And I looked him right in the face.
A já jsem se podíval přímo do obličeje.
And I never saw so much pain in my life.
A nikdy v životě jsem neviděl tolik bolesti.
I've seen painful people.
Viděl jsem lidi v bolesti.
But I never saw that kind of pain.
Ale nikdy jsem neviděl takovou.
And I said, Lord, who did this to you? Did the wicked Gentiles?
A říkám, Bože, kdo ti tohle, Pane, kdo ti tohle udělal? Udělali to ti převrácení pohané?
And he put his hands out like this.
A on takhle roztáhnul ruce.
And I saw the scars.
A já jsem viděl ty rány.
They weren't fresh wounds, they were old scars.
A to nebyly čerstvé rány, to už byly staré jizvy.
And he said, no.
A on říká, ne.
This is from the house of a friend.
Tohle je z domu přítele.
And then his face turned quite angry.
A pak se najednou jeho obličej změnil a byl velmi nazlobený.
He said, I'm not going to put up with it much longer.
A říkal, a já už s tím dlouho nebudu.
I knew what he meant.
nebudu, už to dlouho nebudu trpět.
I knew what he meant.
Já jsem věděl, co tím myslí.
He meant, in as much as you've done it to the others among you, you're doing it to me.
On tím myslel, cokoliv jste udělali těm maličkým, těm kolem sebe, tak to jste udělali mně.
I understood it.
Já jsem tomu rozuměl.
The pain you're causing to your brethren, my brethren, you're causing to me.
Tu bolest, kterou způsobujete mým bratřím, tak to způsobujete mně.
So just in case you didn't hear that 17 years ago, I have to remind you again.
Takže jenom pro jistotu, pokud jste to neslyšeli před 17 lety, tak se mám to připomenout.
All right, getting back to this fellow Ahab.
A tak se tady vracím k tomu Ahabovi.
His first encounter with Elisha was in chapter 17, the first verse.
Jeho první setkání s Eliášem bylo v 17. kapitole, v prvním verši.
And Elisha the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, As the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word.
Tedy Eliáš Tishbitský, obyvatel Galáčský, mluvil k Achabovi. Živ tě, Hospodin Bůh Izraelský, před jeho obličejem stojím, že nebude těchto let rosy ani deště, jediné vedle řeči mé.
Now, if we take this whole story, which I don't have time,
kdybychom si prošli ten celý příběh, na což nemám čas,
if I did, we'd be here for hours.
Protože to bychom tady byli hodiny.
I'm regarding this as the part one of the first encounter with Ahab from Elisha the prophet.
Tohle já nazývám jako část první toho setkání Eliáše s Achabem.
Now, the name Elijah, the name Elijah never appears in the Bible until this point.
Jméno Eliáš se nevyskytuje v Biblii nikde až do této chvíle. Poprvé je tady v té 17. kapitole.
Okay, so he went to Ahab.
Takže on přišel za Achabem.
Now, I don't know how a prophet gets to a king.
Já nevím, jak se prorok dostane ke králi.
I think if God really has a word for a king, he'll find a way to get him there.
Asi pokud Bůh opravdu má nějaké slovo pro toho krále skrze proroka, tak toho proroka tam nějak dostane.
So we're going to fast forward through the widow's house and Elijah being fed by ravens.
Takže tady přeskočíme tu část, kdy mluví Eliáš s Achabem a potom je krmen těmi krkavci.
And the miracle resurrection of her son who died.
A potom o té vdově a jak byl vzkříšen její syn.
And it's part B, time to encounter Ahab again.
A dostaneme se na místo, kde se znovu potkává Eliáš s Achabem.
So Elijah finds Obadiah, Ahab's one of his chief servants, and said, I want to see Ahab.
A tak tady Eliáš najde jednoho z hlavních služebníků Achabových a řekne mu, chci se potkat s Achabem.
And Obadiah is terrified of this word.
A ten služebník se bojí toho slova.
He said, what are you trying to get me killed?
A říká, chceš, abych byl zabit?
Look, I'll go and tell Ahab you want to see him and pow, you'll disappear. God will catch you away somewhere.
Hele, já teď půjdu za Achabem, řeknu mu, že se s ním chceš vidět a ty najednou zmizíš tady, někam tě Bůh odnese.
By the way, do you know where Elijah was hiding?
A mimochodem, víte, kde se Eliáš skrýval?
Have you ever looked it up? In Zidon. In Zidon. Jezebel's hometown. Doesn't God have a sense of humor? Obadiah said, Ahab has looked in every country and made the king swear that you weren't there.
A ten služebník říká Eliášovi, Achab nechal svoje vojáky obět celou zemi a musel mu přísahat, že tě nikde nenašli.
But he could never have believed that God would send Elijah back into Jezebel's hometown and hide him right there.
Ale nikdo by ani vesměl napadlo, že by Bůh poslal Eliáše do židovského města Jezábel a že se tam schovává.
Listen, brethren, this whole message of the widow's house, we really need to be reading that again and again.
Víte, bratři, my si musíme to číst znovu a znovu, tady ten příběh o vdově a o tom její domečku a celé, jak to tam bylo.
There's a real end-time message in that.
V tom je opravdu zprávy posledních časů.
Have you considered how in a tribulation that you would ever disappear and run away in your own strength and not be found in this today's age?
Umíte si představit, jak byste v dnešní době uprostřed soužení někam utekli a že by vás nenašli, jak by se nám to mohlo podařit?
There is no way. There is no way you could possibly anticipate everything you're going to need for 3.5 years.
Není to možné vůbec, abyste nějak si tam dostali to všechno, co budete potřebovat na 3.5 let a schovávali se tam.
I don't know what it's like for you, brethren. Every week I have some little item I have to go to the hardware store and I can't get it anywhere else to make things run in my house.
Nevím, jak to máte vy, ale já u mě doma každý týden mám nějakou malou součástku, kterou musím zajít do nějakého elektroš obchodu a musím si tam koupit, aby mi všechno doma hezky fungovalo.
Yeah, go back to the widow's house again and study it again.
Podívejte se na ten příběh o té vdově a prostudujte si to znovu.
Okay, so finally the meeting between Elijah and Ahab.
Takže teď se podíváme na to setkání mezi Achabem a Eliášem.
Chapter 18, verse 17. And it came to pass when Ahab saw Elijah that Ahab said unto him, Art thou he that troubleth Israel?
A když uzřel Achab Eliáše, řekl Achab k němu, Zdališ ty nejsi ten, který škormoutíš lid izraelský?
Here's what the devil believes about the fivefold ministry, in particular the prophetic ministry. You are the troublemaker.
Tady vidíte napsané to, co si ďábel myslí o té služebnosti, ale zejména o prorocích. Vy jste ti, kteří působí problémy.
The answer was no. Ahab, you're the troublemaker. Because of your sins, you are the one who has caused the trouble to come upon this land.
A ta odpověď je ne. Ty seš ten, Achabe, kdo působíš tady ty problémy celému izraelskému lidu a způsobuješ, že tady má, že je tady hlad a že se trápí.
So you know how they gathered them all together on Mount Carmel. We don't have time. That's another hour.
A pak víte, znáte ten příběh, jak všichni šli na tu horu Karmel. Nemáme zase další hodinu, takže to musíme přeskočit.
By the way, was it Barak that was telling about the 4 barrels times 4, 16 barrels of water? Yeah.
A mimochodem byl to asi Barak, kdo mluvil o těch nádobách, které byly 4 s tou vodou a které se tam 3x vylívaly na ten oltář, takže celkem 12.
Can you possibly realize how scarce water was after 3.5 years of no rain and the brooks all dried up? Where did they get all that water?
Umíte si vůbec představit, jak vzácná a jak málo bylo vody po 3.5 letech sucha? Kde vzali vůbec těch 12 nádob vody?
They were pouring out so-called their life blood on this prophet that said, pour it all on this altar.
Oni tam vylívali svůj život na ten oltář toho proroka, který jim řekl, vylejte to.
Now to hasten along, I'm going to read verse 19 in chapter 18. Now therefore send and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal, 450, and the prophets of the groves, which is the female side of Baal, 400, which eat at Jezebel's table.
Protož nyní pošli a shromažď ke mně všechny Izraelský nahoru Karmel a proroků Bálových 400. 450 i proroků toho háje, to znamená, to byly ženy, 400, kteří žijí ze stolu Jezábel.
Keep these numbers in mind now.
A pamatuj si teď dobře ta čísla.
450 were under command of Ahab.
450 jich bylo pod vládou Achaba, nebo jim velel Achab.
Baal. And 400 under Jezebel, Ashtar. It's the equivalent, Ashtar, the grove. So at the end of this demonstration, where these 450 jumped and cried and cut themselves and everything else and couldn't call down fire.
A tak po tady v tom dlouhém představení, kdy tam všichni skákali a řezali se a volali a kdo ví to a volali ten oheň z nebe.
Elijah had them slain.
Tak Eliáš je nechal všichni pobít.
So now remember, he didn't slay 850.
Ale vzpomeňte si na to, že on jich nepobil 850.
What does that mean?
Co to znamená?
That means Jezebel wouldn't let her prophets come to the meeting.
To znamená, že Jezabel nenechala ty své proroky nebo ty prorokyně, aby šli na to, na tu horu.
So you go to the end of this life of deception, you find 400 prophets prophesying to Ahab that he should go and have great success, you know, and yada, yada, yada.
A tak tady vidíme, že tady bylo 400 proroků Achabových, kteří mu prorokovali, že běž tam a bude to obrovský úspěch a tak dále.
I don't know. I don't think it's a coincidence. I think it's the same 400. I could be wrong. I can't prove it.
Nemyslím si, že je to souhra náhod. Myslím si, že to bylo těch stejných 400, když je možné, že se mýlím.
False prophets.
Ale byly to ti falešní proroci.
400 of them.
400.
Let me quickly go to the end, but then I want to jump back a little bit.
Teď se posuneme na konec, ale potom ještě se na chvíli vrátím.
We come to the end of Ahab's career as a king.
Tady přicházíme ke konci Achabovy kariéry jako král.
And I'm gonna go back a little bit to Naboth, but let me go to the end just so we don't miss it.
Pak se ještě vrátím k Nábotovi, ale teď se podíváme na konec.
Ahab has asked Jehoshaphat, a godly man, a king of Judah, would you, I want to go and take some land back that the Syrians took from me. Will you come and join me?
Achab tady požádal Jozafata, krále judského, který sloužil Bohu, tak ho požádal, jestli by s ním šel do bitvy proti nějakým syrským, kteří mu tam vzali kus půdy, která byla Achabova.
So on the one hand we see the deception of a wicked, rebellious man, but on the other hand we see another man who God says is a good king, and he's joining with this other fellow, and he too is deceived.
A tak na jednu stranu tady vidíme podvod toho člověka, který tady celou dobu čteme, Achaba, a na druhé straně vidíme Jozafata, který byl boží muž a přesto ho také svedl ten Achab tady k tomu.
Now it might be helpful to look into the life of Jehoshaphat and ask yourself, how did this good man come to the place where he joined with this other fellow and went under the same deception?
Bylo by zajímavé se podívat blíže na život Jozafata a zjistit, čím si prošel, jak se mu stalo, že sklouzl tady k tomu podvodu.
Well, one of the things that might have induced Jehoshaphat to join with him.
Jedna z věcí, která asi napomohla Jozafatovi k tomu, aby se přidal k Achabovi,
was the fact that one of his sons was married to the daughter of Ahab and Jezebel. Her name was Athaliah.
Bylo to, že Jozafatův syn si vzal dceru Jezabel a Achaba.
If you thought Jezebel was bad,
jestli si myslíte, že Jezabel byla zlá.
Tommy Cook used to say that Athaliah was twice as bad.
Tommy Cook říkával, že ta její dcera byla ještě dvakrát více.
She didn't, murder didn't bother her at all.
Vražda, to jí bylo úplně jedno, kdykoliv.
So you see what was happening here with this intermarriage between the two camps.
A tak vidíte, co se tady stalo, když tam proběhlo nějaký sňatek mezi těmi dvěma tábory.
Is the whole political swamp was getting polluted.
Co se stalo, že se to všechno začalo pošpiňovat.
Yes. We have a president who came a couple years ago and he said, I'm going to clean the swamp. Swamp where alligators and snakes and things slither around in the water. Ugly pond, dirty pond. And he's finding those beasts in the swamp are biting back.
A zjišťuje, že ta zvířata si bažin, ti aligátoři a tak dále, že koušou.
Now you're going to have to understand, this is why God sent this wild man Jehu, and in my terms, God said, clean up the swamp.
A proto potom pochopíme, když Bůh poslal toho muže, který se jmenoval Jehu, a Bůh mu řekl, vyčisti ty bažiny.
By the way, if you want to hear the complete unabridged version, go to my website under the messages and it's called Cleaning the Swamp.
Mimochodem, pokud byste si chtěli na tohle poslechnout kázání, které není nějak osekané, tak se podívejte na moje stránky pod slovy kázáními, tam najdete kázání, které se jmenuje Čištění bažiny.
And go to the outline section and find where we did a diagram of all these two different families and how they were interrelated and who killed who, and you know, it's all, it's very complicated, so I had to diagram it.
A potom, že se podívat, udělali jsme si takový jakoby strom toho těch rodin, takový diagram, jak se navzájem zabíjeli a kdo byl s kým, a jo, je to hodně komplikované, takže to se taky.
Boy, I was hoping I could finish by 9.
Doufal jsem, že se mi radši skončit do 9.
Okay, quickly. So, okay.
Takže
rychle. So, they want to go to war with Syria again.
Takže tady se chtějí pustit do války se Syrií.
And Ahab, I guess Jehoshaphat is a little wary about it, and he said, well, you know, what kind of, you have any prophets? Yeah, 400 of them.
Vypadalo to, že Jehoshaphat z toho začátku asi nebyl úplně nadšený, říkal si, no a tak máš nějaké proroky k tomu nebo něco, a tam říkal, jo, 400 jich mám.
I'm trying to think what 400 looks like. Is there about 100 in this room?
Představuji si, jak vypadá 400 lidí. Je možná, že nás je tady tak 100.
Four times this. Here.
Takže 4x tady ta místnost.
All of these men are saying, yes, thus saith the Lord.
A všichni ty lidé říkají, ano, tak to praví Pán, jděte do toho.
Still, there's a little something in Jehoshaphat.
Přesto ještě pořád je nějaký malý hlásek.
A little inkling that something might not be right.
Taková obava, že něco možná není úplně v pořádku.
Don't you have another prophet?
Nemáš ještě nějakého jiného proroka?
What do you want? You got 400 here.
Co ještě po mě chceš? Máš tady 400?
What difference is 401 going to make?
Jaký to bude rozdíl, když budu mít 401?
Okay, yes, I have this fella, Micaiah.
Dobře, mám tady toho jednoho Micha.
He doesn't like me, never says anything nice about me.
Nemám mě rád, nikdy o mě neříká nic hezkého.
I kind of like keep him locked away.
Já ho tak jako trochu.
So can't do any harm.
No.
Well, if you don't mind, let's hear from him.
Ale tak dobře, poslechneme si ho.
So the guard that gets Micaiah says, hey, look, the majority is, here's the way everybody's voting. You know, if you want to make a favor with Ahab, just go along with everybody.
Tak jo, on ho měl tam někde ve vězení schovaného.
So he brings him out.
A tak ten voják pro něj šel do vězení, otevřel.
What do you say, Micaiah?
Okay.
Oh, sure, go for it. You're going to have great victory.
říkej to samé, co těch 400.
Yeah, it's funny that Ahab knew he wasn't telling the truth.
A tak Michal říkal, no jo, budete mít vítězství. A je zajímavé, že Achab věděl, že
on je pravda. He's mocking. So finally they say, okay, come on, tell us the real thing. Okay.
The
Micaiah says, here's the real thing. I saw the scene in heaven. I saw the throne of God. And he said, the Lord was sitting on the throne and he said, I want to draw Ahab into a deception so that he'll be killed.
A Bůh sedí na tom trůnu.
His time has come to an end.
Bůh sedí na trůnu a říká, chci zavlést Achaba do podvodu, aby ho zabili, protože jeho čas se chýlí ke konci.
And different spirits came before the throne of God.
A přišli tam různí duchové před Boží trůn.
And they were giving God different ideas about how they might do it.
A navrhovali Bohu různé způsoby, jak by to mohlo provést.
And finally a high ranking demon from hell, a devil from hell, whatever, came before the throne of God and said, I have an idea.
A pak nakonec jeden vysoce postavený démon z pekla přišel před Boha a říká, já mám nápad.
I'll put a lying spirit on all 400 prophets.
Vložím lživého ducha na všech 400 proroků.
Do you believe a lying spirit is capable of influencing 400 prophets?
Věříte tomu, že lživý duch má schopnost ovlivnit 400 proroků?
It sounded like he was going to do it single-handed. Whatever, I don't know how he did it, but he did it.
Nevím, jak to provedl ten duch.
And he said they will all lure him to go to battle and he'll be killed in battle.
A ten duch říká, ten démon říká, a oni ho všichni navedou, aby šel do války, do bitvy a tam ho zabijí.
So Ahab, here's the word of the Lord for you.
A tak Achab teď uslyšel to.
Go to your battle and it'll be your last.
A tak ten Michal říká, Achab, tak teď si poslechni.
So he makes a deal with Jehoshaphat. He says, look, I'll just dress like an average soldier and you go wear the kingly robes and you can sit on your chariot and you run out with me. So the Syrian leader said, don't go for anybody, large or small, go only for the king.
A tak ten syrský generál říká, neměřte na nikoho menšího, měřte jenom na krále.
And when they saw Jehoshaphat dressed like a king out in the battlefield, they went right for him.
A když viděli Jehoshaphata, jak je oblečený jako král a vede tu armádu, tak...
And the poor man barely escaped with his life. You know, he had to cry out, look, I'm Jehoshaphat, I'm not Ahab. And another soldier just pulled back the bow and just gave a wild shot.
A další z těch vojáků se napřáhl a vystřelil šíp tak na divoko do prostřed té armády.
He might have thought it was a random shot.
Myslel si, že je to takový jako nějaký náhodný šíp.
That arrow had Ahab's name on it.
Ale ten šíp zasáhl Achaba.
Just like David's stone had Goliath's name written on it. I heard one woman preacher one time said, and if David had let go of that thing going the wrong direction, it still would have hit Goliath. So Ahab is killed.
A tak Achab je mrtvý.
And I didn't have time to read all these prophecies to you. Take another hour. But one of the prophecies that Elijah gave, this is Elijah's second encounter, I would say, with Ahab, is after Naboth was killed for his vineyard.
Ale další proroctví, to bylo druhé setkání Eliášovo s Achabem. Další proroctví, které měl Eliáš pro Achaba, to bylo ohledně těch
And Elijah said about the vineyard, he says, they're going to bring you, and your blood is going to be on this ground in Naboth's vineyard.
A tam v tom proroctví Moreem říká, oni tě zabijí a tady ta krev bude tady v té vinici, tady na té půdě.
Ahab died in his chariot.
Ahab zemřel v tom svém voze.
And they brought the chariot back to Jezreel and they washed the blood off the chariot in Naboth's vineyard.
A oni přivezli ten vůz zpátky z té bitvy a umyli ho od té krve uprostřed té návodové
vinice. Isn't this interesting?
Není to zajímavé.
The blood of Naboth crying from the ground of that vineyard.
Ta krev návodová, která volala z té země,
all right, says God, we'll put the blood of the murderer on that same ground. Now, I have to spend a little bit of time yet. Can you bear with me for just a minute? I have to talk a little bit about Naboth and the murder of Naboth. Ahab wanted that vineyard.
Ahab chtěl tu vinici.
Was a nice little well-kept garden right next to his castle.
Byla to taková hezká upravená zahrada u nového paláce.
And he went to Naboth to try to make a deal.
Tak šel za Nábotem, aby si jim smlouval.
Look, I'm Ahab. I'm used to getting what I want. Make me a deal. What do you want for it? I'll give you a good price. I'll trade you. I'll give you another vineyard, a better one, somewhere else, bigger. But no, I want this one. And Naboth said, no, it's against the word of the law. I cannot give away my inheritance. Who was it? The old man that was talking about inheritance. Wasn't it? Yeah. He talked about our inheritance. Naboth would not give up his inheritance. That was a natural thing. But there's a spiritual lesson here. What would it take for you to give up your inheritance? It didn't take much for Esau. And he really did lose it. And no amount of tears was going to get it back for him. So he pouts. He felt sorry for himself. He pouted. He laid in bed. Jezebel found out. What's the matter with you? Back where I come from, a king is a king. If he wants something, he takes it. Yeah, but we got laws here, you know. You're going to follow the laws. Oh, what would it take? Well, if the man blasphemed, he could be killed. So set up some phony witnesses and say that he blasphemed and have him killed. Put a contract out on him. No problem. So they had him killed. And as soon as Ahab heard that the execution had taken place, he goes down to claim the vineyard. Well, there's no owner here. I'll come take the vineyard. And that's where Elijah encountered him. Verse 19. God says, go down and meet Ahab in Naboth's vineyard.
Tady říká Bůh Achabovi, aby šel za Eliášovi, aby
Thou shalt speak to him, saying, Thus saith the Lord, Hast thou killed and also taken possession? And thou shalt speak unto him, saying, Thus saith the Lord, In the place where dogs lick the blood of Naboth, shall dogs lick thy blood, even thine.
A říká mu, a mluvit ti budeš k němu těmito slovy. Tak to praví Hospodin. Zdališ si nezabil ano sobě i nepřivlastnil, mluv tedy k němu řka. Tak to praví Hospodin. Protože lízali psi krev Nábotovu, i tvou krev také lízati budou.
And Egypt, Ahab said to Elijah, Hast thou found me, O my enemy?
I řekl Achab Eliášovi, což jsi mne našel, nepříteli můj?
And now Elijah gives him the prophecy. Did you ever notice the next few verses after that? You don't usually hear the rest of the story. When Ahab heard the really bad news of that prophecy, he put on sackcloth. He fasted. And he went about softly. You know, he got religious. And you know, see, here's where you get a little picture of the mercy of God. So God says to Elijah, look, look how Ahab is behaving. I think I'm going to hold off that judgment for a little while. What do you mean, God? I went to all that trouble to give him the word and now you're going to back off? It's like Jonah, you know? You are going to destroy him after all? Okay. Here's the lesson of repentance. Look on this and think on this quite a while, brethren. Did Ahab repent? Come on. Did he really?
No.
He was sorry he got caught for a while. He was sorry enough that he got God's attention. But he didn't really repent. Now I started asking myself the other day, well, what would have been a sign of Ahab repenting of the murder of Naboth? What if the man had a widow? Wouldn't it be just to say, look, I'm guilty, I'm going to give you a pension, I'm going to take care of you and your kids all until you die, I'm going to restore property to you guys? Wouldn't that be repentance? So in other words, repentance is more than just a show. Repentance is doing something to make it right to the point of pain that it really costs you something.
Pokání je, že se snažíte to napravit a udělat něco, nějakým způsobem to napravit, že vás to i může bolet.
And Ahab never did that.
A to Ahab nikdy neudělal.
You know, sometimes we see somebody that we know has been in trouble and they come and they get caught and they come up and they weep and cry and say how sorry they are.
Někdy to vidíme, některé lidi, kteří opravdu měli problémy a potom někdo chytne a oni přijdou a pláčou a je to líto.
I know a younger brother, younger, much younger than me. He liked to imbibe in alcohol. Different things, time after time after time, he'd get caught. Weep and cry and repent and supposedly. You know, years later, okay, he might have even stopped drinking. He's not living a repented lifestyle. The bottom line is Ahab did not really repent, even though God was ready to show mercy. God would have spared his life.
Inými slovy, Achab nečinil opravdové pokání, přestože Bůh byl připraven mu nabídnout milosrdenství a ušetřil by jeho život.
But the situation got so toxic.
Ale ta situace se stala tak toxickou.
The swamp got so terribly polluted.
Ta bažina už byla tak zanesená.
That it had to be radically cleaned up.
Že musela být radikálně vyčištěna.
Anyway, that was just an abbreviated version, brethren. Look into this. Look into these things, brethren. Look into some of the lives of some of these kings. And I think there's some real lessons that God has. Mercy, forgiveness, and judgment.
Podívejte se na ty příběhy. Podívejte se na ty životy těch králů. Je to velmi zajímavé a můžeme mít z toho spoustu lekcí. Ta lekce dneska je milost, odpuštění a soud.
God is also a God of justice.
Bůh je také Bohem spravedlnosti.
He's not just sweet and nice.
Není jenom
He's holy and He's just.
On je svatý a je spravedlivý.
God bless you.
Bůh vám požehnej.
I have a short little word that the Lord spoke to me at the end of Mark's message.
Mám krátké slovo, které tam mluvil na konci Markova slova.
He gave me the scripture, Isaiah 55:11.
Dal mi verš, Izajáš.
It says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. And it shall prosper in the thing thereof I send it. And he paused.
55:11.
And then he spoke to me.
Tak bude slovo mé, které žijde z úst mých, nenavrátí se ke mně prázdné, ale učiní to, což mi se líbí. A prospěšně to vykoná, k čemuž je posílám.
Then he spoke this word to me.
A tohle mi řekl Pán.
Whether it be unto blessing,
ať už je to k
požehnání,
anebo k soudu.